one of the things that we do with every student with whom we're working who has autism is that we're taking data on every instructional practice that we use. For example, if I'm working with a child to teach them how to make initiations to peers on the playground, and I have a practice that I'm using to do that, I need to take data on whether or not the child is actually increasing the number of independent initiations that they make towards students. If not, then I have to say, regardless of the data that exists on that practice, it's not working at this time, in this setting, under these conditions with that child. And so then I have to, as the instructor, come back and say, well, how do I need to change my instruction? If a student is not learning what we want them to learn, then that means we're not providing the instruction in the way it needs to be provided. We need to back up as the instructional team and say, do we need to break the instruction down into smaller steps? Do we need to provide more instruction? Do we need to use a different reinforcer? Do we need to provide more support? Or is it the wrong time to be teaching this particular skill? Are there some prerequisite skills that we need to learn? Is there a lack of motivation to learn this skill? When the child performance data are not showing that the child is learning, that is the prompt for the instructional team that they need to change their behavior.